ECOWAS member countries, effective January 1, 2015, will begin the implementation of the ECOWAS Common External Tariff, CET. This means that member countries will be paying a uniform tariff at all borders in the sub-region. The director, multi-regional and bilateral, at the Minister of Finance, Nyame Befi, noted that the implementation of the CET will go a long way to harmonize trade and minimize smuggling of goods across the borders. He was speaking at a sensitization workshop for stakeholders in Accra. Mercy Dakon now reports.
The ECOWAS Common External Tariff was adopted in 2006 by ECOWAS heads of state and government as a vehicle for achieving a customs union that will promote the creation of a common market in West Africa and make goods from ECOWAS country cheaper and affordable. The CET will, among other things, boost domestic trade, reduce cost of production, and make the sub-region competitive. The director, multilateral and bilateral at the Ministry of Finance, Nyame Befi, said the implementation of the CET will ensure transparency and reduce delays in the custom process.
This common external tariff is actually very critical, deepening regional integration. And the good bit about it too is that this common external tariff is also going to increase revenue at the government every year. And in the process, the government will be in the process to embark on more development projects for our all the ECOWAS member states are going to charge the same tariff. And among ourselves, in the long run, there will be no tariff. It will encourage member states of the ECOWAS to import from themselves, and in that process, push domestic production.
A chief revenue officer at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Dr. Okuampia, explained the tariff implication of the custom external tariff. He said whilst there will be some challenges, the CET is critical in deepening regional integration as revenues will improve.
The implementation at the initial stage is going to be a lot of flexibility. For instance, some of the exemptions will still be applicable. Yes, because they are still at the stage of being harmonized. For instance, when it comes to the manufacturers, the concession rate, you have a concessional rate which is applied under Chapter 98 of our tariff. It will still be enforced same as other exemptions. Until the exemptions are harmonized at the ECOWAS level, some of these exemptions will still be enforced. During the implementation, there might be some variances. For instance, when it comes to rice, that's one of the issues. Presently, it's 20% in our tariff, but in the CET, it's going to be 10%.
Member countries have 5 years transition period to adopt to the new common external tariff. In the interim, measures are being put in place to prevent dumping of goods and transit procedures to achieve a free circulation of goods among member countries.